Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Hail and Hog Talk. My name is Jake Kring-Schreifels of Redskins.com, and I'm joined once again by Dustin Hopkins. Dustin, how's the offseason going?
It's good, man. It's been well. We stayed up here, the wife and I, in the Ashburn area, so it's been good to work out with some of the guys that stayed. And it's always nice working out at the facility, too, because you know they write the program for you, so just getting after it over there. And I've enjoyed it.
And you've got a new head strength and conditioning coach in Chad Engel.
Chad's a good dude, man. He's wild, but in a good way. He brings a lot of energy to the weight room. So
how nice is it to have a guy take over that spot and somebody you already really know?
Sure, and he's been in-house for quite some time now. So to see somebody, you know, climb the ladder and who's put the time in, it's fun for one because you know him, but it's fun for another reason in that he's worked hard for that position.
Sure.
And that being said, I enjoyed Mike too, but Chad also brings, like I said earlier, an energy to the weight room that's fun and welcomed.
So what does he have you doing? Because I know it's probably a different routine than some of the other guys
at sure.
being a kicker. What kind of workout and regimens are you doing throughout the offseason?
It's funny. It's a lot of similar things to other skill positions. So, you know, wide receivers, DBs, and then just with kind of supplemental exercises added in. So it's a similar exercise program, just with a lot of hip flexor specific stuff or a lot of hip things in general, just promote kind of prehabbing your hips to prevent injuries. So, or add explosiveness to the kicking motion. So it's not as different as you might think. It's just plus maybe 3 or 4 exercises every day that the other guys don't have on.
Well, because regular football fans probably go, well, why do kickers need to work out? And obviously I mean, you are on the field when you need to tackle someone potentially too. So there is a need for that in some cases.
Sure. As much fun as you can have tackling somebody. I don't so much
obviously,
work out for that.
Obviously, if you're in that situation, that's not a good...
Something's gone wrong if I'm in that situation, so...
Right. A couple weeks ago, we actually got to see you in Houston. Down for the Super Bowl. Did you have a nice time? I didn't get to catch up with you the whole weekend, but sure it was a nice time to be back at home.
Yeah, it was nice. It's really interesting, you know, being from Houston and seeing what it's like when it's not a Super Bowl weekend, and then versus what it is. You know, it's a big city. There's always a lot of stuff going on, but not like that. It was pretty incredible to be in a city where the Super Bowl is going on, because I had never really seen that side of the Super Bowl, the whole week-long process of the hoopla, if you will, that goes along with the game.
And did you got to catch up with a few friends, I imagine, down there?
Still
living in the area?
Yeah, a lot of good friends from high school and college that went back to Houston and are working there. So it was really cool to see a lot of good friends.
Yeah. Now, before we go...
And yourself as well, of course.
Well, the taco spot you suggested was incredible.
Taqueria del Sol, yeah.
And what was the drink that you made me try?
Horchata.
Yeah.
It's good. If y'all have an opportunity to try some... horchata.
Yeah.
It's good.
It is. It's good. It's a little sweet.
Yeah,
it's a little
sweet
for my taste.
You know? Yeah.
A little sweet for my taste, but it's a good supplement to a meal like that.
It's good.
Before I let you go, we had mentioned earlier with the group here, your wife Gabby, due with her first child.
Yes.
Very, very soon.
Yes.
How are you feeling about it so far?
Good, man. Well, first of all, God bless her or women in general for going through that whole process. I can't imagine what that must be like. So to kind of put someone else first in everything you do. You know, like your diet. She's super uncomfortable, so trying to find a position to sleep well. It's very tough for mothers in general. So thank you, Mom, and thank you, Gabby, and thank you, mothers everywhere, for everything y'all do. So.
And there's a lot of first-time fathers on the Redskins themselves. So you have a lot of brains to pick when it comes to learning the ways of the being a dad.
I've been asking a lot of the guys, you know, questions about this whole process. You know, some you can't ask in public. There's a lot of weird stuff that I had no idea about before this pregnancy. But, they've been a wealth of information in a lot of different ways, but they've been great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We'll have more with Dustin Hopkins on the next edition of Hail and Hog Talk. Thanks for watching.